Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a good day, an enjoyable day, finding some good things for your day. Wow, our world, kind of interesting, huh? That's an understatement. I don't even sometimes know how to react or what to think about what's happening, because so much of it doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand. And I guess I can look at it as I'm grateful that I don't understand, because that means that I live in a different energy. But struggling to understand does derail me at times, and I'm sure it does for a lot of you. Wow. I'm worried about the divide that seems to be happening, where there's, you know, people on one side versus people on the other side, and I don't think that's a good thing at all, of course. But I can also understand why. Doesn't mean I have to agree, but I can understand. There's just so much going on every day that my head kind of spins at times, and I feel like I just want to cry for the world, and I just don't know how to navigate it all. As I'm sure some of you are feeling also, it's a weird time to be in, and I am really happy that I've listened to my spiritual guidance over the last year or so and slowed my life down so that I can navigate this a little easier than I would have a couple years ago, I guess. I've had some really interesting and harsh lessons on perspective, truth, alternative facts. I seriously love that phrase because it is true. There's so many instances where it's alternative facts that I just shake my head, roll my eyes, because I don't understand why. I mean, I do happen to have a talent for communication, and so I understand, you know, not everybody does, but when someone will flat out lie because they don't know what else to do, I find that disconcerting. I don't remember if I talked about it on last week's show, but I had an experience with this at a meeting a couple weeks ago where someone presented a whole set of alternative facts, which they didn't have to. They could have spoken what they wanted to say differently. And because I'm so in tune with my spiritual guidance, I had a whole conversation in about 30 seconds in my head about how I wanted to handle going forward, because it was a direct hit for me. And I'm like, hey, this is interesting. I don't really know why this is happening, and I could prove that there are alternative facts quite easily with not a ton of effort, but I didn't want to, because doing so would open a door, number one, and I might have to take on something I really didn't want to, And number two, I would not make somebody feel uncomfortable purposely in front of a crowd. That's just not who I am. I would have a private conversation because I realize that there is a purpose and a reason why this person chose to have alternative facts. I know, I love that. I do, alternative facts. I'm going to use it all the time now. And so I waited, and it did. The reasons came out a few days ago, and I'm like, okay. So it's definitely in my best interest not to present the facts with proof, because really, I'm deciding to be kind. I'm not going to forget about it. And I'm going to be very aware going forward where I put my energy and with whom, because I just don't roll that way. And so I get to decide that, right? That can be the consequence. They probably won't care, which is good too, right? Because I don't want to ruin someone's life or make it uncomfortable for them when I don't have to, and I don't have to. They can keep their alternative facts if that's what they need to believe is true to, you know, move forward on the projects they're doing, then good for you. I mean, stuff always comes out and stuff happens, and I wish you the best. I really do. But please don't expect me to buy your alternative facts because it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But the thing is, being so in tuned with the universe, my energy and my spiritual guidance helped me to navigate a really weird situation, because I had this whole conversation and looked at timelines, looked at possibilities in like not even 30 seconds, more like about 10, 15. And I'm very grateful for that. That's fantastic. It makes it easier to choose how you're going to handle situations when you're in tune with your spiritual guidance. It just does. You can just kind of, okay, so it feels like I slowed down time, had all this information and conversations with my guidance team, and then was back in the moment and they continued. Does that make sense to you? So if it was a movie, everybody would have paused. I would have had this whole conversation, figured out how I was going to handle it, and then it would have continued. It's like putting an energetic pause. It's really cool. And when you practice this and get more in tune with it, it like happens really quickly. Really quickly. You are more aware of the consequences of, you know, your words, your actions, things like that, which can be completely uncomfortable because we see ourselves as we truly are, and it's not pretty. Don't get me wrong. I wanted to be petty and say, excuse me. That's so not true. But, you know, if you listen to what she spoke, what she said was not true, then she validated as being true using different words. Okay, well, nice. It's okay, though. You don't have to be right all the time. Alternative facts is a way of life. We just didn't call it that, right? You know, that whole perspective thing and what's true for some people. And a lot of times people will see alternative facts because they don't want to face the truth. They don't want to admit to it. It takes a ton of courage and self-confidence to admit when you screwed something up or you're wrong. And not everybody can do it. And it's not up to me to teach them how. Unless, of course, they book an appointment with me and pay me money. Then I'll teach you how. Or you listen to this radio show. I'll probably teach you how sometimes. But the thing is, I've realized that I, for my own self-care, self-preservation, I've reeled myself in and decided that not everybody deserves, not everybody gets access to my wisdom. I'm connected to the universe. I just know things. I can see things. It's just how I roll. I've worked at it. I've fine-tuned it. I can turn it on and off when I want to. I know how to keep my mouth shut about it because I do get information that people probably wish I didn't, but I also don't bring it to their attention. There's a consequence to that, though. People think I know more than I do. But sometimes I do know. I just choose not to give it any energy because it's not my business, right? And I cannot rescue everybody. As a, you know, energy worker, soul healer, that's the big lesson, right? You can't save everybody. I prefer to be a teacher and a guide. I'll plant the seeds, and then what you do with those seeds, that's up to you. You may not water them or grow them for a few years, but eventually you will. Because there's always consequences to our choices. And I'm in that energy of where I just need to have self-care because the goings-on of our world are too much for me right now. I can feel everybody's fear, anxiety, pain, and I need to channel that into something productive because it's definitely harsh. And so all you empath people out there, you got to practice that self-care. I wear my big smoky quartz ring all the time and my black tourmaline pendant just to deflect the energy so that I can get through. Because I don't want to stop being in the world, but I'm very careful and picking and choosing when and where I'm in the world. I struggle with wanting to know what's going on and being connected with getting overwhelmed with all the bad news and the fighting and the negativity. I mean, I need to know about it to a degree. At the same time, I have to filter it for myself so that I don't get discouraged or feisty. Luckily, besides my own spiritual guidance, I do have people in my life that I can vent to and help me let go of energies so that I don't keep it in my body and let it fester. Because then that's when we can get sick and just feel depleted. When we're out and it's busy and we're active, we can get an energy hangover. Sometimes it's tiring. Sometimes it's, that nice kind of hangover where you had such a great experience, but you're a little tired and a little bit depleted the next day. You're going to find that occurring more often because the energies are intense. They're busy. Things are happening quickly, and trying to make sense of them may not be. And that's just how it is. And so, again, disengaging when you can. Try not to get bogged down by the energy. Do your meditations, love, 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 love guided meditations because it gives you something to focus on if having that quiet and peacefulness doesn't work for you. And we're going to do a really good one today. We're going to do a place of your own, and then we're going to do calling in your wise guide. So if you don't know who your wise guide is, you will get to meet them. And if you do know who your wise guide is, you'll get an opportunity through this guided meditation that I happen to be very good at guiding you through think of some questions you might want to ask your wise guide, because you will get that opportunity during that meditation. And then be still and listen for the answers. You know, I didn't sleep well last night because I was worried about this and that, that really I don't need to worry about, but I care. So I was, and I had to vent it out this morning because I had to make sense of it for myself first. And I love that I got a bunch of signs this morning. Fours, like six fours in an invoice number that came through. My radio show call-in number is fours. Just a bunch of fours everywhere. And I didn't even look it up, because I know when I get the angel numbers, the triple numbers, it tells me I'm on the right track, I'm protected, I'm loved, I'm connected, and that's all I needed, right? Because I know when things upset me, my pattern is to think it's my fault. So even though the thing I was upset about had zero to do with me, nothing. I had to work through, well, maybe if I would have done this or said this, maybe this they would be doing this instead. Why is that my responsibility? It's not. But my inner child and my pattern is that it is, and I always have to work through that first before I can move forward and have a clear solution, right? I'm a nurturer caretaker, and I have to always work through that I think everything's my fault. I take too much responsibility for the world sometimes, a lot of the time, or my world, I guess, and that can sabotage me. I can totally sabotage myself with that energy, so I have to be aware of it and work that through. I mean, I have to balance my humanness. Like, I can be petty. Hello. I'm not always a peaceful flower, with taking on too much responsibility, right? It's a juggling act. Juggling. But the problem that I run into is because I am responsible and I do take on the responsibility of things that I really shouldn't, people will give them to me. They will blame me for things that I have nothing to do with because I have that energy. And so it makes it easy to blame me. And I have to be aware of that and just say, no, thank you. I'm good. Right? Because it doesn't affect me unless I let it. That's still lessons I'm very much working through. Paying off a lot of karmic debts. My nine life path. Okay. Whew. I also want to just talk a little bit about when you connect to your spiritual guidance, it is clear. Not loud, though. Our ego voice tends to be louder, from a place of protection, and, you know, if you're loud, you get more attention than if you are soft. Your spiritual guidance will never tell you anything negative. It will never say, oh, don't do that, you can't, you're not good enough. That's not spiritual guidance. Spiritual guidance will nudge you and show you and guide you so that you make your own decision on whether you can do something or not do something. Our spiritual guidance is there to help us, not control us. I just feel like there's so much going on for us right now that if we're not taking that time to be quieter, to just be, even if it's for 3 minutes. We're going to end up in a spiral of energies that are going to feel like a hamster on a wheel. And if you've noticed that you've been taking a lot of big, deep breaths over the last few days, that's your body telling you and just helping you to slow down. If you're really tired and feel like you need extra sleep, it's because your body and your energy are telling you that you need a reset. Sleeping's a good way to reset your energy, unless you have a restless night like I did last night because you're worried about too many things that you really don't need to worry about, but you decided it's your responsibility, and so you are. Yeah. That right there, ego voice. It's fast. It's quick. When I'm tuning in for people, my energy slows right down. I go to a higher frequency, and sometimes it will come fast like that, and I have to tell them to slow down just because they're so excited to talk to you. And I energetically have to do that. So my point with that is, if it sounds like I'm giving you conflicting information, is that you have to figure out for yourself what your guidance system is. Wow, it feels like something crazy is going on in the world right now. I'm feeling those intuitive hits. I hope not. It seems a little unreal. We've shifted into a new paradigm, let's call it, a new energy. I don't know what to call it. We've just shifted into this new energies, and I feel like it's chaotic more than usual, so that we will make the changes we need to make. But we have to figure out a way to navigate it. And just feel what you're feeling, right? Even if it doesn't make sense to you. Feel what you're feeling. Let it all flow through, and then see if you can make sense of it later. Because we don't always. It's not always easy to make sense of things. There is just this big cluttery energy that came through. I don't know if everybody was feeling it, but it felt like scattered. Sometimes I have to block myself because I do get too many scattered, conflicting energies. I can tell when something's going on in my neighborhood. I like it when it's the cows are telling me because, you know, I can go fix that. But sometimes when it's other stuff going on in my neighborhood, I can't fix that. And that's discouraging. I would like to heal the world. I would like to solve. I would like world peace. That'd be cool. Pick and choose where you're spending your energy. Pick and choose. When you ask for your guidance, be open to how you're receiving your messages. If you've noticed the angel numbers, they've increased in frequency because our world has increased in frequency. It's faster. And we want to stay connected to all the good things, the positive things, the things that lift us up, the things that make us happy, and disconnect from that which brings us down, feels negative, and then find a way to juggle it because you want to be informed of what's going on in your world. I know, I always say it's not easy. It's kind of complicated being a human, but you got this. You do. You find yourself rolling your eyes a lot, that's okay because it stimulates your third eye chakra. Mm-hmm. I keep saying I'm going to put the chakra balancing on my website, and I still have not gotten to it. Let me make a note right now. Hopefully I'm behind on lots of stuff. to do with business because I've been focusing on weddings actually lately because it is wedding booking season. Yay! I love doing weddings. Getting to hear the couple's stories and how they met, how they proposed, and just being in the energy of that love and celebration is fabulous. So fabulous. And I get to help them create a ceremony that's personal and truly celebrates their love story. I get to do some really cool things. And so I'm doing a big wedding show in Edmonton next week, next Friday. Pretty excited. It's at my favorite hotel because it's haunted. The Fairmont Hotel McDonald. I love that hotel. It's got such cool history and energy, and I like the ghosts there. And so I get to spend the afternoon and evening there getting to talk to people about weddings. Yay! So on that note, find something to look forward to when you're feeling all sluggish and bogged down with the energies of the world. Find something to look forward to. Whether it's an evening out, it's an evening with a good book and a hot bath, it's a movie. It doesn't have to be a big, costly, extravagant something. It can be a simple something, which is even better because if that ends up being your spiritual go-to to reset your energy and it's a hot bath or a book or something like that, you can do it more often. I can never emphasize enough energy resets. Venting to a good friend. This morning I vented to my husband because I said, I need to get all this out of my energy before the radio show or else it'll come up there and it's not the appropriate place. It's helpful. Do energy resets. Find a form of spirituality that suits you. Maybe it's a church. Maybe it's a mosque. Maybe it's being out in nature. What does spirituality mean to you? Define it for yourself and go from there. I love that we have access to spirit guides, angels, crossed over loved ones. That makes me happy. I love that we can get messages if we pay attention. That's my form of spirituality. The ministry I belong to, because I am Reverend Shannon, is a Christian-based ministry, but it's also non-denominational, right? From my perspective, I mean, I guess I shouldn't speak for everybody in my ministry, but for me, that's what I do. I'm not going to judge you. Because as long as it's working for you, then it's perfect. If it's causing you chaos and angst, then it's not working for you, no matter what it is. If it's creating anxiety, you need to make a change somehow. And we need to have more compassion and empathy in our world. I sometimes get discouraged when, you know, we have conversations about empathy and then someone will do something that's completely the opposite without even, like, hesitating because they really don't get it from a bigger perspective sometimes. And I find that a little frustrating. And it's not that I always get it on a bigger perspective, but when I do and I realize that I've, you know, done something that contradicts what I meant, when I'm not walking my talk, I'll admit it and be like, all right, Patty Shannon coming out again. I need to make better choices. So I say to my kids, my cows, my horses, make better choices. We'll see. All right, so I want to start on our meditation because this one's a little bit longer, and I wanted it to be a little bit longer so that we can really enjoy the energy of being with our wise guide. All right. So I'm just going to take a few seconds. So if you need to shake up your energy a little, if you need to walk around, if you need to use the washroom, I'm going to give you, I don't know, about 30 seconds to a minute just to get in the energy so that you can be fully present as we do this meditation. I don't know if this happens to any of you, but I find that the energy right now, because there's so much unrest, I'm restless more than I ever have been. So I try to use that energy and leverage that energy into getting things done that I maybe have been putting off. Like I cleaned my closet yesterday, reorganized it. Like, whoa, that's usually like a more of a spring and fall kind of a deal. But hey, I was having that restless, I need to move and do things energy, so I used that. I'll actually also, so when I unroll the bale, I have like a bale unroller on my bale truck, and it doesn't always unroll nicely to the very core because we had a lot of rain and some of the bales are a little lopsided and stuff. And so I will actually, depending on the energy of my day, I will actually unroll the last bit by hand by pushing it and unwrapping and unrolling it instead of putting it in the bale feeder because I need that energetic outlet. I need that physical movement. And, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, and I haven't really noticed that I'm losing a ton of weight or anything. I mean, I'm getting more in shape for sure, but I'm not noticing a drastic difference. And maybe because it's subtle, or maybe it's because a lot of the stuff that I pick up is energetic weight, and I just need to vent it out. Hope that makes sense to you. All right, here we go. We're going to do a place of your own first, and then we're going to go through the wise one's eyes. Become aware of your breathing for a few moments. And as you begin to settle more comfortably into the solid super support beneath you, take 3 big deep breaths. And on one of those breaths, you'll know when your eyes will close. 3 big deep breath now. And as your normal, natural rhythm of breathing continues, remain focused on the sound of my voice as all the other sounds begin to drift into the background because they're unimportant for you to pay attention to. They can only take you deeper. And even though you may drift away from the sound of my voice, you'll sense when to come back to it in an easy and effortless way. at this point, as your concentration draws to your feet, you begin to visualize and imagine you're walking in a place that's very beautiful and serene. And with every breath you take, you give yourself permission to send this comforting through your legs, from the toes, into your heels, your ankles, knees, and your thighs. You become aware of a comfortable sensation in your legs. As you walk through the beauty of this place you're in, with every breath, you begin to sense the air around you. A gentle something that sends a warm and nurturing sensation all around your body. From your thighs, hips, your stomach area, and through the solar plexus, you begin to become more comfortable as a deep inner calm begins to form. As all of your senses begin to heighten because you become more and more aware of all that is around you in this beautiful, serene place. You continue to feel even more calm as this comfortable sensation moves through your chest. As you breathe easily and effortlessly, making your way through this place that is very peaceful and secure for you. As you notice the sounds around you, as you listen, the beauty of where you are speaks to you in a special way. Your head, neck, and shoulders begin to release into comfort. And in a moment or two, you begin to imagine choosing a particular spot in this beautiful place of yours to recline and rejuvenate into an even deeper comfort. And with every breath you take, your comfort now seems to double, having made that decision. The warmth and gentle something of the air seems to wrap itself around you even more, as though there is a wholehearted agreement about the spot in your place that you are reaching out to with your arms, your hands and fingers. They touch what is there, comfortable and easy. And you become aware of the textures as you imagine settling into the comfort that is awaiting you. and just allow for this time to connect to the beauty and peacefulness that is here for you. All you have to do is breathe. Just breathe. Simply and with ease and comfortably allowing. In a moment, when I count backwards from 5 to 0, you'll feel yourself become even more deeply connected to this spot at 0. And now, at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. So relaxed now, even more comfort comes with every breath, just drifting even deeper. And as your imagination door opens, images come freely forward. The sense of being in your own place with your wise one begins to come to life naturally, freely. Let it all come in using any or all of your senses. When you are in the feeling of it all, just give a nod of your head and allow the comfort to deepen. Begin with your wise one again, lovingly, trustworthy feelings all around. Your wise one already knows what is needed. And welcomes the discovery. And because in your imagination, anything can happen. Something different begins to shift, an energy change. And you get in touch with the higher nature of yourself. And realize it can now move out of yourself and merge into the wise. Feel what you're feeling. Allow this takes place as you begin to discover. Your wise one opens to receive your higher nature. And a sense of another shift. You are now looking through the eyes of your wise one back towards yourself. Allow this experience to take place. Feel what you're feeling. Notice what you're noticing. Be. Looking through the eyes of this wise one. Now you begin to know about yourself as your wise one knows about you. What do you notice about yourself from this perspective? What more could you allow when you see yourself in this way? What would you like to suggest to yourself as you view through these wise ones' eyes? What else is important to get here as you experience the eyes of your wise one? With more wisdom, love, heart-centeredness, and now through this positive guidance, there is a knowing about yourself in a different way now. When you are ready, allow your higher nature to move out of your wise one with all the positives learned and positive feelings felt. Bring them back into yourself again. When fully back into yourself, whole completely, in a fully integrated way, what seems important to remember from this experience? What might your wise one like to add to this? How do you feel knowing that? Anything more need to happen here for you today? So, as we begin to close for now, bring back from your journey the good, the positive, and the true. Let's reinforce all the positives. And at zero, and now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Feeling positive, feeling recharged, feeling like you have a fresh perspective on your life. And now at one, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, say your name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake, say your name out loud. How does that feel? You guys have some pretty cool wise ones. How did it feel connecting to your higher self? I love that. I do. It gives you a foundation. It always feels to me like I get like another brick, I guess. I just like it because it reinforces my energy. In our world that's so hard to understand, I like that we can turn to spirituality and our guidance to help just make a little more sense of it. We're here to learn. We're here to figure it out. Whether we will or not, not sure. Not sure. I had ordered some stuff for one of my children yesterday, and it was delivered to my house out on the ranch, which is cool. I just found out one of the restaurants in the town 10 minutes from me will deliver pizza. Oh, I know. It's the little things. But seriously, after I'm working cows all day with my family, we could order pizza delivery. You have no idea how enchanted I am by that. It's going to be along the same line of excitement as the day that we were out in the hammocks chilling and the ice cream truck drove by my house, for reals, out in the country. And so, we flagged it down and bought some ice cream. We're not dumb. It was so cool. Anyway, see, squirrel, got totally distracted there. When the delivery guy was dropping off the packages, he says, oh, psychic cowgirl, so do you, like, tell futures, or what do you do? And so I explained to him that it was an energy connection. I said, I don't know if I want to look at our future right now. Our world's kind of gone crazy. I said, but it's an energy connection, and I can, you know, connect through permission and conversation, and we can figure out about your life. And he was so enchanted with that he blurted out something that he probably wished he wouldn't have, and then it got a little weird and had to send him on his way. But I was enchanted by it because I have found more and more people are open to a different way of looking at things. Being psychic is no longer, oh my gosh, you're an evil freak. It's a different way of looking at your world. That is enchanting to me. So pay attention to what's going on. Watch for your signs and ask your wise guide for help and your higher self. Wishing you all a wonderful Wednesday and see you next week, or I guess we'll talk next week.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.